is my most expensive OCR project ever. You are part of the history. Those agent or frenemy tells you that this is the first mover advantage.
Simisa is first mover.
In the last 200 years, we already have the Bayshore, Bayshore Park, and Costa del Sol. What is first mover advantage?
Those three projects fake one.
All the rooms got sea view also.
This one cheap lah, 6+ million only.
Do you know what you can buy with 6 million? Oh? In the same district, I found this freehold lander. In recently, Feb 2026, District 16, freehold terrace, 1,700 plus land. This per square feet at 6 million. And it looks like this one. Beautiful, right?
Huh? Ugly, ah?
Aiya, bluff you one, ah. Because Google Map never update. It's a new erection of a 3-story intermediate terrace with mezzanine. It's like 4-story. And I guess the total building area should be at least 5,000 square feet, eh. You can even buy a freehold semi-D, eh. It's this one in the corner for 6.12 million. Now is the important part. Can you make money by buying this project? It's very exciting now because you have just bought it. And if you have a change of mine, you want to abort, there's a 1.25%
forfeit fees.
So if you have bought it, please do not continue. Huh? You are still here, ah?
Walao eh, you siao one. I like you.
These two projects I'm comparing, they are all resale projects. And it's very good to use this as a comparison because resale projects reflects the current market value. And the first one I'm going with
is your neighbor,
which is the newest condo in this area. It's already 22 years old. Okay, this is your Vela Bay. This is your Costa del Sol, your neighbor. Costa del Sol, already 22 years old. 906 units. See the area what or not? 171 profitable, zero unprofitable.
Wow.
Since day one, those people who put check,
heng ah.
Wait, I haven't finished. 3-bedder with sea view, 15 years, make 850,000. Bigger 3-bedder, hold for 19 years,
wow.
1.68 million. This one should be 40-bedder, hold for 25 years, make 1.75 million. Okay, let's find something recent lah. Okay, a high floor 3-bedder, hold for 9 years, make 1.13 million. Even a 2-bedder, kept for 25 years, wow, 975,000. Let's look at the recent demand. Wow, so many recent transactions. And let's talk about who should buy this project lah. If you are a sucker for sea view, then you buy here lah. Those people who bought non-sea view units then you buy here for what?
Because it's stupidity.
The price that you enter for non-sea view, you can buy city fringe project already what? Don't forget, Vietnam Bay is OCR, it's not city fringe. Sea view plus OCR equals to city fringe price. Quite fair ma. And I don't understand those of you who bought non-sea view at city fringe price in OCR. For what? Means you Bayshore fan na. Or you got too much.
Oh, you got too much money. Sorry.
Okay, now let's do some benchmark on the price. And since my average price is on the 15, 16 floor, which has sea view, and let's use Costa del Sol that level and use that as a benchmark. I saw this recent transaction level 19. This is a 3-bedder. This per square feet at 2.3 million. After checking the stack and the view, this has no sea view. Never mind, I found another one quite recent in November 2025. Same size. This one with sea view, 2.5 million. Wow, 200k more for sea view,
Yeah.
I know those people what you are thinking.
Oh, Eric, I bought the non-sea view, 200k cheaper than those sea view cannot.
Aiyah, if you like it, then buy lah. Since money is not an issue. So let's use 2,000 per square feet as the benchmark. And don't forget, Costa del Sol is not harmonized. So you harmonize it first. Since we are using $2,000 per square feet, after harmonizing is around $2,001 per square feet. So now let's do the gap together. Costa del Sol is already 22 years old. By the time of Vietnam Bay going to TOP in 2030, there will be 26 years gap. And at this gap, instead of $50 per square feet, I'm using about $40 per square feet. That means it's around 1,000 per square feet difference. So by right, they should be selling at around $3,001 per square feet. The non-sea view should be about $2,008 per square feet at a 20-story level. By now, you should know whether the price is good or disgusting already. Some of you may not want to buy new launch. Based on this price, if you go into a resale market, you can easily buy one size bigger in the OCR or the same size or slightly bigger in the city fringe area. So if you want to know more, I have a webinar coming up, so you can click here so you can learn from there. Those people who are happy, good for you. For those people who are still not satisfied by my answer, don't worry, I still got one last project to compare. Seaside residences. You don't know where seaside?
Just beside the sea,
Vela Bay, Seaside Residences is here. One MRT stop before you. And it's one stop nearer to town. So it's $100 per square feet more. La. Seaside Residences 2021 means it's 5 years old. 841 units. This place what or not? 184 profitable. One kwa kwa kwa. This person don't know why bought in 2020, sold 2021, got SSD. Lost this plus SSD around 200,000. Means lost two arms.
Cannot type already.
See how hot are they? Two better hold for 9 years. Almost 800,000. Another two better hold for 8 years. 500,000. Wow. Three better hold for 6 years. 650,000.
Wow.
Wow. These two, three better hold for 8 years. 840 to 850,000. Wow. Three better hold for 8 years. 1.1 million. This one got sea view. Okay, now let's do the gap together. We do something more interesting. We do non-sea view and sea view price. Now let's do the non-sea view first. We use this 2-3 beta example. Low floor, no sea view. 2,300 per square feet. About 2.38 million. So before we calculate, we harmonize it first. So we use 2,003 per square feet. After harmonize, the per square feet is around 2,004 per square feet as the benchmark for low floor, no sea view. 5 years old condo. Okay, so now let's do the gap together. Seaside is already 5 years old. By the time your Vela Bay completes in 2030, there will be 9 years gap. And per year, $50 per square feet. So there will be a $450 per square feet gap. So you plus 450, 2,865 per square feet. And we need to minus 100 because this is one station nearer to town. So by right, Vela Bay low floor, no sea view. They should be selling their 3 bedroom at around 2,765 per square feet. Around there lah. Now let's talk about sea view units. Around level 20, 3 beta, 2,006 per square feet, 2.838 million. So before we calculate, we harmonize it first. 2,730 per square feet. And because there are $450 per square feet difference because of 9 years gap and this one MRT station further away, so in minus 100, they should be selling at around 3,080 per square feet for a sea view unit around 20 over story. So by now, you should know whether the price is good or disgusting already. Now let's summarize. For location, I only like here because of the sea view and nothing else. So for sea view units, I'm going to give 8.5. For non-sea view, I give 7 lah. Because you want swimming pool view, you buy Yishun, also got pool view. Launch pricing, if you have seen my comparison, the launch price is still alright. Yes, it's on the high side. But comparing the rest with sea view, it's also high. So if developer going to stick to indicative price, I'm going to give 7. As a strategy, I need to remind you that this is an OCR project. So in order for you to make healthy profits compared to a resale property, and the price that you buy here, even for the non-sea facing units, you can easily get a city fringe project. And I say many times, resale potentially makes more than new launch. And for that, I'm giving
5. Overall service score, 6.8 stars.
Let's have some fun. What's the estimated sold on launch day? At this time of recording, it's 14 April. I'm going to guess
85% and my wife 80%.
So if I'm correct, give me a round of applause. If I'm wrong, at least I guess. Not like you.
Coward.
And if you want to find out what's the best rates that you can get, my company's number, 86060670. For those people who didn't manage to get a uni here, don't worry, there are plenty of good projects out there, resale, even new ones, maybe some good ones are coming out as well. So if you don't want to miss, remember to subscribe and I'll see you in my next video.